So yes, Germany's where MMP's from. So we've called German-born Oliver Hartwich, the executive director of the New Zealand Initiative, to explain how it works over there.
We invented it after World War II. But nevertheless, I mean, despite operating under MMP, both countries actually play it very differently. And okay, it's been in New Zealand now for 30 years, and yet we are still playing MMP with an FPP accent. It's impossible, of course, to get my German accent out of me. It's impossible to get the FPP accent out of New Zealand MMP.
FPP obviously means first past the post, so that was the traditional system that we used. What's the difference between New Zealand and Germany?
Well, the biggest difference is actually the Germans have played this for a lot longer now. The other difference is in Germany, of course, you have a federal system. So Germany has 16 federal states, the Länder. And then, of course, there is the federal government in Berlin. So altogether, you've got 17 different parliaments. And that also means that you have 17 elections, separate elections for all of these parliaments. Now, the election term for the federal government in Berlin, for the federal parliament, is 4 years. At the state level, at the Länder level, it's 5 years typically. There's only one state, a little tiny state of Bremen, that goes to the polls every 4 years. So basically it's every 5 years at the state level, every 4 years at the national level. But if you combine the two, it means that every 3.5 months on average, there's an election somewhere in Germany.
Wow.
And these elections are followed by everybody in Germany because often they are seen as really important test elections for the mood at the national level. And therefore, if you have this system going, every 3.5 months you've got an election somewhere in the country and you play this for more than 70 years, well, you get to a certain routine. You know how the system is played. Whereas in New Zealand, of course, we are only doing this every 3 years. We haven't got states. We can't actually practice this in the meantime. So maybe there is a bit of a lack of muscle memory when it comes to just how it works, how elections work, how MMP works, how coalition negotiations work. Whereas in Germany, this is a much more routine kind of thing. And I think that's really one of the biggest differences.
Yeah, because the only time we really have elections between the three-year cycle is the local government elections. And that's done differently depending on where you are in the country.
Indeed.
What are some of the issues that we've seen in New Zealand that makes you think, oh, we don't really know MMP?
Well, let's start with the most infuriating bit, Election Day. I mean, on election day in New Zealand, you wouldn't actually get the impression that there's anything going on because nobody's allowed to talk about it. We pretend as if it's not happening because it's illegal, because you might influence someone. Never mind that you have a pre-election period where you can already vote. In Germany, of course, totally different. On election day, everybody's talking about nothing else, and the TV and radio programs are full of election coverage, even when people are still casting their votes. So that's a big difference. Other big difference, in Germany, the polls close at 6 o'clock, in New Zealand, of course, at 7, but really at 6 o'clock, everybody knows the outcome.
How?
So, well, because there are exit polls in Germany. So what happens is that about, I think, 15 or 20,000 people are surveyed after they cast their votes on that Sunday. It's a Sunday in Germany, not a Saturday, as it is here. And you get a very accurate picture out of that. So the big broadcasters, so there are two public broadcasters, ARD and ZDF, so the equivalent of TVNZ, they have their own teams out in the country and they're surveying people just as they cast their votes. And when they come back, they have a very accurate picture of how the election went. And typically within maybe 0.5% or 1%, they would get the election result right on the dot at 6 o'clock.
Oh, don't you like that tension of the New Zealand result show? I guess it's a bit like a sports game, isn't it?
Yeah, but if I want to have tension, I could watch a criminal story or, you know, a thriller or maybe even a football match. But I don't need that on election night. I like it orderly. I'm German. So, really what we do is actually you get the election result at 6 o'clock and then basically you get the first statements from the party leaders. There is another tradition. It's got a strange nickname. It's called the Elephant Round. So the Elephant Round or Elefantenrunde is a meeting of all the party leaders on national TV at 8:15 on election night discussing the result. And there are some classic Elefantenrunden examples. So 2005, classic thing. Every German knows where they were when it happened, when Gerhard Schröder lost the election and had the first discussion with Angela Merkel on TV and appeared drunk. So we've had that, actually. And there's a ritual. And they can only have that discussion, of course, because they know what the outcome is. New Zealand, meanwhile, well, first of all, you wait a long time during the election night, actually, for some kind of clarity where the result's going. And then, of course, we have another 3 weeks until the election commission gives you the final result after the specials are counted.
What about the extra votes in in Germany, you know, the special votes, how does that all work?
Very different again, because in New Zealand, of course, you can vote for 2 weeks before the election. You go to any polling booth, really, and you cast your vote and you can do advance voting. You can't do that in Germany. Well, you can cast your vote before, but you can't do it at a polling booth. So in Germany, you can apply for postal voting and then you get a postal voting pack. And in some states, actually, you get this as early as 6 weeks before election day. And then you can fill it in and post your vote and make sure that it is received on election day. If it is received on election day, it is counted with every other vote and therefore they have the result early on. And there is none of this trouble of counting votes and making sure that they arrive a little bit later. And you've got 13 days now in New Zealand to transfer them from wherever, Dunedin to Auckland. And you've got 10 days actually for international votes to be received. In Germany, that's different. In Germany, it's the voter's responsibility to fill in your forms early enough so that they actually make it to the count by election night. And you've got a bit more time for that, but there is no advance voting of the kind that we have here. Typically what happens after the election, the morning after the election, the parties start so-called Sondierungen, meaning informal talks between party leaders, parties of the normal democratic spectrum. Out of democratic politeness, at least they have a chat. They start talking, they're trying to figure out, is there anything we might want to do with each other after this election? And then once they have an initial idea where the other parties stand, that's when formal coalition talks begin. And often they are concluded relatively quickly.
Quite a bit of difference there. So what do you think about having to wait so long in limbo in New Zealand?
I'm getting used to it now over the years. In the beginning, I found this very strange. But actually, there are some upsides to that as well, because this is a strange kind of period in the New Zealand political calendar. This is the only period where the parties can actually talk to each other without any officials present, far away from the eyes of the media. Nobody really knows what's going on, except there is a lot going on just behind closed doors. And perhaps that allows parties a bit more creativity that otherwise they wouldn't have, because for practically the whole rest of the parliamentary term, they will be under close scrutiny, always with officials present, always under the threat of being subject to Official Information Act requests, whereas the current period, 3 weeks, is actually where the politicians are basically left alone and they have time to think just on their own.
Okay, well, there's been a bit of quibbling, I guess, about the process from the likes of Paddy Gower. Do you think that that kind of criticism is valid?
Well, I'm almost tempted to defend it a little bit, the system here, because, of course, you know why we take so long. This is not because we're inefficient. That's got nothing to do with it. It's because the intention in New Zealand is to make sure that anyone in this country can vote, no matter where they are on election night and no matter whether they're even on the roll. So you might be typically resident in Auckland, where you have to vote, but on election day, you find yourself in Dunedin. And then you realize, ah, bugger, I'm not even on the roll. So you can actually enroll in Dunedin on election day, vote for your Auckland electorate, and still be counted with your vote. That's the intention. And that's a laudable intention, because we want to make sure that nobody misses out. We want to give everybody a chance to have a voice in the election. It's really important. But in the way we're doing this, in the way we're trying to achieve that goal, we accept that this will take an awfully long time.